I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Sister Carol Keehan announced her plan to retire as President and CEO of the Catholic Health Association of the United States. Sister Carol's retirement would take effect June 30, 2019. In a statement, she called leading the organization a, quote, incredible privilege, and that she was honored to get to know the Catholic Health Ministry across the country and to work with such, quote, wonderful staff and, quote, our committed board. Catholic healthcare in the U.S. is made up of over 2,200 hospitals, nursing homes, long-term care facilities, systems, sponsors, and other related organizations. 46-year-old Robert Bowers, the suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, was indicted by a federal grand jury. He was charged with 44 counts, including murder, hate crimes, and others, which could allow the prosecution to seek the death penalty. The shooting, in which 11 people were killed and 6 were wounded, was the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. The suspect in the Kentucky grocery store shooting was also indicted with murder charges. However, it's unclear if the death penalty will be sought in that case. The shooter, Gregory A. Bush, had initially tried to enter a historically black church, but was unable to. He then entered the grocery store, killing one black man inside and a black woman in the parking lot. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in stated that North Korea's Kim Jong-un will visit Seoul, quote, soon. The visit is a part of a number of diplomatic efforts focused on having North Korea get rid of its nuclear weapons. Moon also said that another North Korea-U.S. summit is, quote, near at hand, and that Kim will most likely visit Russia soon, as well as possibly meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Philippine authorities have ordered Sister Patricia Fox, the Philippine Superior of the Sisters of Our Lady of Sion, to leave the country by Saturday, November 3rd. Sister Fox has been fighting for 6 months against orders of deportation. She was accused of participating in partisan political activities. Sister Fox was allowed to stay as a tourist while her second appeal is in consideration. However, the Bureau of Immigration downgraded her missionary visa to a temporary visitor's visa, which requires her to leave even as her appeal is being considered. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.